Hi there, thanks for joining me. I am Jess Packy for OLEcast.com, your Northwest entertainment source.
So I am here with Reverend Circle and Brady at their practice space. And what was that last song you saw?
Roman Orgy.
That is a really good song, so look that one up. So we'll start on this side, and we'll go around the room and introduce yourself and say what you do.
Right. Michael Johnson, I play guitar. Okay.
Vince Ortega, I sing and play rhythm, guitar.
Hornet, I'm the bassist. Cool.
Scotty Karate, I play the drums. Yeah!
I think you need a microphone back there.
Oh, well, I usually have a microphone, but at practice, these guys don't want to hear me anyway.
So. Yeah, yeah. We hear him enough, as it is.
Exactly.
He's loudly screaming back there, so.
So I have your promotional CD. That is coming out when?
Yes.
The 4th of November, supposedly, is when our release is ready for pickup, so. Looking forward to that. This is what we're handing out to the radio stations and venues. And
awesome. This is your first one, or yes?
This is our first, yeah.
Yeah, first full length.
First full length. You had an EP that was with a different version of this band.
Yeah, it was with me and Scott, and there was another bass player. And
another guitarist as well.
That too.
Awesome. So how long collectively have you been with the band, Mike?
6-7 months.
May is when you showed up.
Yeah. Showed up in May.
So, yeah. And I showed up in January. Mm-hmm.
You showed guys up a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How long has it been a band?
Oh, since they started.
Probably. probably about October of 2013.
All right.
So, and then we had to wait for him.
I came because
he was in Utah.
I think around December, January of 14.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, I was stumbling around the internet last week, well, actually Friday, and came across something that said, today is the inception of Reverent Circle, and it was dated October 24th, 2013.
Oh, so, wow. So like 3 days ago, 2 years?
Yeah, so it was like...
Wow.
Prophetic.
We're trying to. Originally, the band was going to be called Dark Circles, but Dark Circles has been taken by 62 million other bands. So, so we're looking around. And
it
was my wife that one that came up with Reverent. She saw it on a thing and it caught my ear. And the definition just really spoke volumes.
I like it. So,
yes.
Just recently, you guys have been playing more in Olympia than before. So, I mean, have you played a lot of shows? Did I miss you? What are some of the bigger shows?
Well, it seems like the shows are keep coming in waves, you know.
Yes.
So, I showed up in January, mid-January, played a couple practices, and was like, "Hey, by the way, we've got a gig
on
the 30th." I was like, "Okay, cool." So, you know, and you know, so we were playing. That was in Longview.
Yeah.
And then we had a show coming up shortly after that, actually in Chehalis, and then we played some in Elma, and then we kind of had a burst of several shows, and then there was a gap there.
Yeah.
And then it picked up again a little bit, and then October was really was a busy month for us.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. You were just at McClay's, 4th Ave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where
and then we played in Aberdeen at the neighborhood pub.
Right.
And then we were upstairs the day before. There was a
birthday we played a private party that we did there. So.
Happy birthday, Hairball!
Yeah. and then we're kind of this weekend we're taking off to have our own little Halloween party.
We're performing for ourselves.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be fun.
And then
need a big mirror.
Probably take care of that on your own anyway. So I was like,
oh my god.
But and then right now we're looking at a couple other things. We're playing the neighborhood. We've got a benefit.
Another neighborhood pub show. It's a homelessness benefit where we're trying to raise money for tents with a few other bands and solo performers.
Yeah, and that's on the 7th in Aberdeen.
Yep.
Yeah. Talking with looking at another. Let's see, Chehalis and Tacoma. are trying to figure out what dates they're going to throw us into their... So, I mean, we got some stuff we're trying to...
I've also got some secret forces at work trying to assemble another Whitewood Funk River and Circle show, probably in the Polish Club building yet again.
Okay.
We just love that building. It's got a lot of friendly ghosts.
So we're booking as much as we can.
Good.
And getting out there, especially since we have this album coming out.
Right. So CD release is November, so the closest one to that would be the one in Aberdeen. So is it going to be available on...
Well, we're it's available online right now,
okay.
And then we'll be carting into all the shows, and we haven't figured out a CD release party. We're kind of figuring that.
No, in fact,
but I was talking to Whitewood Funk about doing that. Several.
Cool.
We had a few gap there to do the record between that before these October shows and all that stuff, just mixing and all that stuff to get it ready. So.
Cool.
But it went kind of smooth.
Yeah.
We told Mike. Mike was the newest one here, so he told him just take his time and put his stamp on everything.
Yeah.
So.
Where did you guys record at?
We started at Vince's.
Yeah, my house, it was a dead room, so we recorded the drums and guitars there, and then we moved over here, cool. And we finished up over here, so.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yes. Burt Black.
Yeah, don't let these guys kid you. We got the one album that's coming out in November, and they've already stocked up like another two albums worth of material. So, no sooner does this one hit shelves, and we'll probably be in the process of recording number two and
awesome.
Planning number three. Always trying to stay one step ahead. I never get any sleep.
Well, yeah, me either. So, I assume that you guys have been on other projects. I'll start with you, and you can tell me what you did before. Yeah?
I'm...
Played in your basement?
Yeah.
No. Come on.
Let's see. I started when I was 16 or so. I started in a band called Doink. We were a band for like 10 years.
Yeah.
I was really young. We played the bar scene, the Seattle, Tacoma area back then, and we took a hiatus and then never got back together. And then I followed a girl down to the harbor, and I met some guys that are in a band called Gebular, and we formed a band called Fishing with Bigfoot. And that's kind of where I met Scotty.
Awesome, by the way.
And one day, I saw you guys online, actually. It was your Hempfest tryouts.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that was really... It was the Roman Orgy song you guys did. Yeah. And I was like, that song's badass. They really need a lead guitarist, though. And that's why I got hold of Scott. I was like, hey.
Because I'm no lead guitar player.
You guys want a lead guitarist? And
yeah, that was the number one answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, yeah. My first band was a punk band in California. It was Man Can't Live. And then I went to a hard rock band named Rockfish, and then I ended up moving up here. And I was in a band called Tripwire for a few years, and they disbanded in 2002, I think. No, 2003. And then with that guitar player, him and I formed a band that's currently playing, but I left about a couple years ago, called Sick Either Way. And I've done some other side projects. A guy works at Music 6000, Smitty. I've done some side projects with him, DNA and Mr. Smitty and the Improv City stuff. Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Nice.
We go in for one day and just make up songs. And it was great. I love that stuff. Spur of the moment. So. Yeah.
Cool.
And then I left Sick Either Way because I didn't like the direction they were headed. A lot of these songs that you heard is just ideas I had around, and, you know, it was just supposed to be a solo project, but one thing led to another, and found these guys.
It's too good to be a solo project.
Yes, because I can't play drums with the shit out of it. So. Excuse my language.
Oh, you're good.
So, yeah, it was all good.
Cool.
These guys, yes. Yeah! Go Mariners!
Yeah. So I've been with a slew of different bands over the years, playing actually some different instruments too. So started off playing sax in a band called Charlie's Blues.
I know you played sax.
Yeah. And but mostly I've played bass.
He's still thinking over here about the sax.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah. He's working on a new song, right?
Yeah. Like,
okay. Along with the vocal harmonies.
Yeah.
That's right. So, stop the presses. We got a horn section.
Yeah. I played keyboards for an Italian prog band called Rivestrema. That was kind of a funny story because I walked into my office over. I was in the military, so I was over there. I walk in the office, and the guy's like, hey, man, you play any instruments? I'm like, yeah, I play bass guitar, I play sax. He's like, cool, I need a keyboardist. I said, I play bass and I play sax. He's like, that's okay, I need a keyboardist, you'll be fine. So anyway, so I played keyboards. So with them, I played with I played bass for another several bands over there. Matapazza, the Balloons. My brush with near fame was with Eldritch, who, after I said I wasn't ready for them, went on to become Europe's number one metal band. Have like 12 albums. DVDs. And anyway.
Yeah, I've heard of Eldritch.
Yeah. So that,
you fool.
I know. I played with, back in the States, played with a band called Big Hairy Monster that was progressive rock, original progressive rock. Several cover bands and stuff like that, too. So all over the place. Played in a jazz trio, played... one month I was playing with a punk band, a heavy metal band, a jazz a fusion band, and Big Hairy Monster Prague. So I was like,
wow.
My God, that's got to be confusing by the end of the week.
Go from one practice. I played with a country band at the same time that I was playing with Eldritch. That was messed up, too. I go from one country band practice to the metal practice, and it's like, oh, which way? Where am I at?
Transitions.
I know your resume is over 300.
Bands.
Wow.
I've been playing drums pretty much since about a week and a half after the Muppet Show came on air, and I saw Animal behind the drums, and I grew up a block and a half away from Dale Crover, who's the drummer for the Melvins, and one day he came over. Basically pounding on our door, screaming, "Oh my God, you're not going to believe this!" And as luck would have it, we had moved 2 days previous, like kitty corner from where we were living. So he burst into like a complete stranger's house, and so that was great for him. But what had happened was Kiss had released their album Destroyer, and he was like, "Oh my God, this is the greatest band in the world! They're like comic book superheroes, you know." And as soon as we saw that, we were like, "Okay, well, first you got to paint your face up with a magic marker." There's just no two ways about that. And of course, you got to have that crap stuck on your face for like 3 days of school and get hazed, you know. But that was our first attempt at like music was playing badminton rackets dressed in hefty bags and tinfoil with magic marker on our faces. And years later, he goes on to become a member of the Melvins, who's just like the most diabolical, evil, heavy, monolithic band ever known to man. And I jammed with everybody else that was left in Aberdeen, literally, like one at a time, right on down the line. And some of the band names, let's see, there was Soon with Dana Bong and George Damore. That was a really good project, but we went nowhere. Been in a couple of different circle bands, as luck would have it. I was in a band called Circle Drive. That was named after the road that the guitarist's stepfather, who happens to be the mayor of Hoquiam, he lived on Circle Drive, so great name for a band. And, I've been in Perpetual Damage Machine, was a great metal project. I got another one called Deranged Human Behavior. They're current projects that we just haven't done anything in years because we're lazy. the list goes on, but the bottom line is I've played every time I get a chance, whether it's on a stage or in a garage by myself with a group of guys. And I moved to Utah because I got tired of Washington, and the methods taking over my hometown got to me, and you know, a bunch of drama in my daily life, and there was no one cool to jam with. So I moved to Utah, and I was living out in the sticks, and I ended up, a friend of mine started playing bass with Vince and sent me a song that they were working on. I said, "Hey, Tim, let me know what you think." And I was all, "Hell, let you know what I think." After listening to it 3-4 times, I'm all, "I love this." And so I sent them a video of me auditioning the drums, and they were like, "You're hired." So
yeah, you did it on Facebook. And I'm like, that's
within,
my man
within
right there.
2 weeks... I got myself a flight back to, not a flight that time. I came back to Washington by U-Haul because I brought everything I had back with me, and been stuck with Reverent Circle since then. And they're stuck with me, and it's a great relationship. Ashes, ashes.
There is something that I wanted to say. I was my name.
for the music.
Well, this first album is all Vince's.
It's just a lot of stuff that I had, and I was just kind of... I'd look at it as, you know, if I was listening to a record, the momentum and all that stuff, and I was just picking and had to write a few, and... I just went down and just started writing to the momentum of the album, so forth like that, and it just kind of fell in place. Real fortunate, it actually did. It was pretty easy. So, until I had to play the drums, and I said, I can't do that. I'm not that good. That's where so.
Well, I'll tell you, on the track that Damon sent me, you didn't do too bad at all, but you could use a little pizzazz.
That's okay. Yeah, and then a lot of the new stuff were on Mike and Hornet. Sorry, I got them confused for a minute. Well,
yeah, it's easy to get us mixed up. We don't, we look
that's enough out of you, Hornet. Thank you. A lot of these guys got their input on the next stuff we got going on. So,
what's your favorite song to play on this album? Or is it one that we haven't heard yet?
On this album, my favorite song is probably Loungefly.
Yeah.
It's our slower one. It has a lot of dynamics, though, and it's a lot of feel. It's a good song. That's probably my favorite song.
All of them on this one for me, because it holds a lot of experiences. Yeah. Roman Orgy's probably got to be my favorite. Because it's that a former friend is a bad addiction problem. That's what it's based on. It's three different parts. And yeah. A lot of anger in that one. So, lyrics and all that. So.
Yeah, I think it may be Roman Orgy as well. That was the, when you guys saw the ad that I had on Craigslist and called me up. Came over, and that was kind of the first song that I think you played.
You're right.
And kind of hooked me, and so I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Like the doodles that I added to it,
and from that first practice,
it was fun to. I don't know, all these songs, they kind of have a simple structure, but at the same time, you know, they hook in, and there's lots of room for us to work within that, and so I think, yeah, Roman Orgy is probably my favorite off of this album.
Yeah, it's the riff. So riff is just, to me, it's like bigger than life. First chord you strum into it, it's like, ooh, okay. I can feel the presence on this one here. So.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to say that my favorite, and always will be my favorite, is Energy, because that's the first song I heard. That's the one that hooked me in. As soon as I heard it, I said, I can do things with that on the drums. That's my cup of tea. And that, and like I said, man, it brought me almost 1,000 miles to come and play it, and I have been having the time of my life ever since. We play shows everywhere. We meet people that are awesome. We have crazy shenanigans and adventures. I mean, we're living the dream. We really, really are.
Where are you going to, my long lost?
I'm a student. Music major.
Awesome. Over at
Central? At Grace Harbor College.
The Grace Harbor.
Yep. I'm about to transfer to Evergreen next year for audio engineering.
Cool.
That's what I ultimately will be, is audio engineer.
Awesome.
I work for Dairy Fresh Farms. I am the milkman.
Hey, my dad was a milkman for 26 years.
They said really? My dad was a milkman.
I get asked that question a lot. Is it true what they say about the milkman? I said, I don't know. I've been doing that for about almost 19 years. So it's,
awesome.
Yeah. It's hard work, but it's good. I like hard work. Yeah.
More than you think. I mean, if you actually think about it, I'm sure it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a new pain every morning I wake up. It's like, oh, I don't remember that being there.
So. This is kind of my day job right now, is trying to promote the band and get us out there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good thing I don't get paid for it because I'm doing a crappy job. But, you know. I've got some rentals that take care of, but otherwise doing this.
Yeah.
I am a burden to all of mankind. I play the drums. Are you seriously going to ask me if I have a job? I mean, like, if you don't see a Domino's uniform, the drummer is unemployed.
That's what I love about Scott. Man, right to the point.
I have no girlfriend. I live on my parents' couch. I say life sucks.
He is a stereotype. What can we say?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's working.
Well, it's the right stereotype, yeah. I suppose, but there's some really crappy stereotypes, too.
Worse for the band. So.
I think that drummer stereotype is one of the crappier ones, but it is endearing. It makes for a great, made for TV movie.
At least you're always available.
Yeah, right?
Right?
Yeah, but he's got a heart bigger in Texas.
Yeah. You don't let the doctors know that they want to operate.
I don't know how to answer that.
Well, you know, now that we're on this subject, you know, an enlarged heart can be dangerous.
Right, yeah.
Just saying, I appreciate the sentiment.
I know you do.
Oh, who's the shyest out of your group? I guess we know. That would be our guitarist, which is pretty unusual, actually. Yeah. Guitarists are usually not shy.
Is that the guy with the nickname of Mad Mike?
Yeah.
Right.
You guys gave me that.
Oh, okay.
Scotty gave me that.
Well, you need to see him when he's on a drum set. Yeah. Don't let that guitarist exterior fool you. He's a drummer at heart.
It doesn't matter. He's on the stage performing. His eyes are rolled back, and he's just going crazy on the
great performer. It's like a switch.
I just feel really comfortable up on stage. I always have. I don't know why. I just feel at ease, and I feel like I should be up there playing. So it's very comfortable, and I'm very confident at doing it. So
that's awesome. It's good to find something like that. For real, it's hard.
It's probably the only thing that, while I'm doing, I don't think about anything else except playing the guitar, or while I'm playing any instrument. That's right. Focusing on just that. Other than that, I'm thinking about 20 other things, and you know, so I can just focus on that. It's nice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. That's always late to practice.
Half the time you're early. So mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm early is when one of those guys is late, I've noticed. So it's like some sort of weird universal balance.
It'd probably be me, except I live here. So,
yeah. I know. Since we started jamming here, you're never.
I've been on practice every time since. It's such awesome.
You've been on practice every time. You've been on time every practice.
Yeah, all that too.
Both. That's right.
Oh my goodness. So what do we got going on? We've got a show in Aberdeen?
Yeah, our next show is in Aberdeen right now. The benefit at
the homeless benefit at the neighborhood pub, and located downstairs in the Polish Club in Aberdeen.
Okay, and where can I find your music at?
You find us on Facebook, Reverent Circle, or reverentcircle.com. It has our we have a video there. We've got all our album there, and even a link to merchandise, so you can get shirts or albums or whatever.
Yeah. And Reverb Nation.
Yeah, yes, we're on Reverb Nation, Sonic Band. We're on Twitter. We're on everywhere that we can. But musically, primarily ReverentCircle.com and Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And now for a station break.
No, we have some questions.
I had to throw that one in
there.
It's always bad when there's questions.
Yeah.
I forgot my book, so I know I've got something more I should be asking. We've got 25 minutes.
I'm a size 14. I'm just kidding. Oh, my shoes
are. I know. What do you do for fun when you're not here and you're not at work or when you're not on the couch? What do you do for fun?
I have massive homework. It's midterm time.
Oh.
And
that
I have
sounds
a two,
like fun.
Two and a half year old son also. And so midterms and 2.5-year-old son and fiance and there's lots of stuff.
That's busy times. Yeah, everybody have families?
Yes.
Families suffer. Sorry. Yeah,
my wife and I got two boys at home.
Right.
So they're almost 18 and 21. So my oldest one, he plays incredibly. He's got loves the blues and old country.
Awesome.
Yeah, so.
Is he in a project?
Not yet. We're trying to work him up there. So I'm going to... When he turns 21, he's going to be coming with us to the shows and all.
Awesome.
And yeah, he's really good. He's wanted a guitar, and I come home one day, and he figured out Highway to Hell, and he shook my own arm by himself. And I'm
like, oh. Excellent foundation.
No kidding. It's like, how'd you learn that? Oh, it's only easy. It's only this thing. I kind of knew I played a particular album, and I didn't think he would be interested, and he just took a liking to it, and I just kind of knew right then he was going to play. Yeah. And then 2 months later, he asked for a guitar for Christmas. Yeah. So I was like, yeah. It's John 5.
Nice.
And I didn't think he'd like it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His first solo.
Excellent.
Cool.
Yes.
Very cool. And you guys all live local here, Grace Harbor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in O'Cleary. Yes.
Dirty South, Southside, Aberdeen.
Let's see. For fun. Fishing, I guess I go fishing. Of course, they closed the season a couple days ago. Those bastards. So anyway. Otherwise, music is, just that's the relaxing thing that I go back to. So whether it's listening to it or playing it, or just...
And in my spare time, when I'm not too busy musicling, I also perform as a spray paint artist under the name Spraydini, and I do like space art, landscapes and such, and...
That guitar right behind you there, did that. He painted that.
That guy right there.
Yeah, he did that one.
And, I'm an amateur magician, a clinical hypnotherapist. I do a little bit of everything. Whatever keeps my mind and my hands busy and keeps
minister.
Me out of trouble. Huh?
Minister.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not just a minister. I am a right reverend universal philosopher of absolute reality with a doctorate in divinity. You see, you don't want to get me started on all that. Mm-hmm. I'm the old fundamental style minister.
I had to ask.
Baptizing babies and damning demons.
Damn demons.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
There's a band name there, Damn the Demons.
Right? Hey, that should be one more song.
I think so. Anyways, go ahead, Scott.
But, I get into all sorts of crazy, weird, anything that's entertaining or distracting. In fact, I think one of the most important things in life you can do is take unnecessary lessons to learn things that are not required to live. Because now you can serve a purpose to people that are too busy living their daily lives to figure out how to, draw something other than a stick figure. And, you know, we need art, we need music, we need distractions like that, especially in the crazy, crummy world that we're living in. So.
I agree.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Scott.
Yeah! Although sometimes I'm a pirate and it's all yar, but most of the time, yeah!
Scotty Karate. Yes.
The real Scotty Karate, not the crummy one from the East Coast that's like trying to steal my name. He's got his own beer and he plays his music, I guess you could say. You know, academically speaking, he's holding a guitar and making sounds, but you know. You just remember that Jet Li movie, The One, you know, because in the end, it's going to be the two of us on the field. I'm going to have to take him and destroy him and absorb his energy, and then I become stronger and more powerful in this dimension, you know.
Isn't that Highlander?
That too, yeah, right? Right? Yeah. And I'm Irish, so I should have caught the Highlander reference right off the bat, but, you know, Scotty Karate, I got to go with the Jet Li reference.
Right.
So.
There could be only one.
It's a strange duality. Yes.
Okay, guys, I won't take any more of your practice. Thank you very much for talking with me, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, thanks for coming over.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
Yes.
You've been listening to Just Kathy with OlyCast.com. Thanks for joining me. Tune in next week for another entertaining local interview.